97.7 The Wolf. If you're an animal lover, you'll want to be out Sunday afternoon. It looks like the weather's going to be really good for the Furry Friends Fall Festival, which is going to take place at the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic. And Dr. Mike Cole from the clinic joins me this morning. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. This is a fundraiser for KSNAG. What is KSNAG?
So KSNAG is the Keweenaw Spay Neuter Assistance Group. They were started in 2006 by Don Verberkmos and a small group of dedicated volunteers. Now, they originally started off as kind of an assistance group to help cover the surgical costs for spaying and neutering either stray animals or animals of low-income families here. But since then, they've really branched out into a major rescue group for the area for a lot of the stray cats that that we have around here. And since 2006, they've homed over they've homed hundreds of cats over the years here. So they've really been an amazing group.
Yeah, I know. We've promoted a lot of their things before, and they do great work, and it's such necessary work. Mm-hmm. You were telling me before we went on the air that there's a real problem with stray cats, feral cats, we call them, that are out just kind of wandering.
Yeah, and well, stray animals, I mean, it's a problem all across the nation, and the UP is not really any different. And it's really easy for a pet population to get out of control due to the size of the litters that animals have compared to people here. And you just have a litter here and a litter there, and a lot of abandonment issues, unfortunately, in the area. And that just kind of runs rampant after a while unless we help control it.
Yeah, because we have a wonderful shelter here, the mm-hmm. Humane Society.
Absolutely.
Filled up with dogs and cats that are looking mm-hmm. for homes. KSNAG mm-hmm. works so hard on this. Ontonagon has a shelter that works mm-hmm. on this as well. And putting more dogs and cats out into the community that need homes, that's just mm-hmm. the wrong thing to do right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of families, they want to have a puppy from their current animal, or a kitten, that's fine. But we just have to try to think about it responsibly sometimes, and not have too many litters. A lot of I hear a lot that they're planning on rehoming the rest of the litter, but unfortunately, when we think about it, for every dog that we rehome that way, there's going to be one less stray animal at a shelter or rescue group that won't be able to get a home.
Sure. And okay, so you want to have one puppy from your current dog. There's no way to just get one puppy unless you know something veterinarianly that I don't know.
No, unfortunately not.
So you wind up producing a litter of four or five or six, and then mm-hmm. we have a problem. Same thing with kittens. So the advice always is let's say I go out and I buy a puppy. Mm-hmm. Or I get a puppy from someone or a kitten from someone. Mm-hmm. When should I have that neutering done?
We generally recommend spaying and neutering your animal at about 5 to 6 months of age, especially for female animals before their first heat cycle. One of the major medical benefits that a lot of people are unaware of is that the chance of developing mammary cancer goes up by 8% for each heat cycle that a dog goes through for the first three heat cycles there. So at about 2 years of age, if they're spayed after about 2 years of age, which is around when they have their third heat cycle, about one in four dogs will develop mammary cancer.
So this is actually good for them.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of medical benefits. A lot more so for female dogs. Doing things like potentially fatal conditions like uterine infections later in life, or like I said, mammary or ovarian cancer go way down when we're spayed. But and male dogs too, but a lot of their issues tend to crop up a lot more later in life, usually with relating to the prostate. But there's certainly a lot of medical benefits to spaying and neutering, as well as just the overall public health advantage of helping control the animal population in the area.
Does it hurt? a dog or cat to go through this procedure? Because I can see some people saying, well, I couldn't do that because it would hurt them.
No, I mean, they're under general anesthesia for the entirety of procedure, and then we send them home with pain medications following the procedure. So generally, I mean, there might be some mild irritation around the surgery site, but it's completely healed up within 2 weeks.
I have heard people say, I want to make sure that she has one litter before I do that, because it's good for them to have a litter.
It's kind of a controversial topic. I mean, there haven't really been enough concrete studies to really show the advantages of, I mean, I hear a lot about, particularly with growth hormone, basically that if we neuter a dog, say like too soon, that they won't grow to their appropriate height, which may be true with some breeds. I'm not really as concerned with getting a neuter done as soon as possible, so much as a spay done, due to the health benefits that we know are true, given spays, namely the mammary cancer is the major one that I see a lot of when they get older.
And the neuter is for the male and the spay is for the female, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what you're doing this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock at the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic. You are going to have the Furry Friends Fall Festival. What do you have planned?
Okay, so...
And how are you going to stay dry?
Well, the
first... I'm not talking about rain. I'm talking about something planned for the doc here.
So, we have a lot of things planned at the festival here. I mean, there's going to be food and drinks available there, as well as a lot of games and activities. Now, what you're referring to is a station that's called Splash Vet, where basically people have to hit a target, and I'll be sitting under the water balloon or something that pops and splashes you every time you hit the target. So
now I'm worried about this, because the first vision I had of this was people throwing darts at a water balloon above your head.
I
thought if they miss a little bit low, you could have a lot of bandages on your forehead Monday morning.
Now, from what I understand, I believe it's like throwing beanbags at a target, and if it hits the target, then a little pin comes out and hits the water balloon.
Oh, okay.
And it splashes. So very safe.
I am much reassured about this. I was quite worried about you there.
Yes. So other things that we'll have available. I mean, for adults, I mean, we have a lot of raffles, of silent auction. We have a roulette wheel with a lot of prizes there. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of animals from K-Snag that are available there for adoption and viewing out there. So I encourage everybody to come out at least to see the all the wonderful animals that they have available at K-Snag. For the children, we have a lot of activities. We have a lot of games and prizes. We have some arts and crafts like decorating masks, and as well as some stuffed animals for sale. We'll have technicians there to basically help do pretend surgery on their stuffed animal or put a splint on them. It should be a lot of fun.
I mean, we're not exactly at Christmas yet.
Yeah.
But I do like to make sure that even as we get to that time of year, that we talk just a little bit quickly about how to make an appropriate Christmas gift of a pet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just go and show up at the grandkids' house on Christmas morning and say, look, here's your new dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when purchasing an animal, especially a puppy, I mean, a lot of owners need to understand exactly how much work it is. A puppy needs an incredible amount of attention, and as well as just socialization and training. And done improperly, they can develop a lot of bad socialization and behavior issues as they get older. And I think a lot of people don't understand exactly how difficult owning a puppy is. So if we don't think that even an adult dog, I mean, if we don't think that we can give that adult dog at least 2 hours of attention a day, it's probably not the best time to get a dog. That's why dogs generally do a lot better in families, where there's usually at least somebody available to give the dog attention.
That's why I don't have one.
Yeah.
I can't make that commitment. I'm not going to bring an animal into my household and not treat that animal appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is thinking along that line, thinking that maybe this fall or around Christmas time, they're thinking, you know, maybe this is a time to add a pet, go to the festival, the Furry Friends Fall Festival, on Sunday, and you'll get a chance to meet some animals. And maybe you can start thinking along that process now. Maybe you'll find one that you'll want to take home right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the nice thing is cats are a little easier than dogs to take care of. They're pretty... They do pretty well on their own as long as you feed them and change their litter patiently.
Yeah, they're very they run the world, you know.
Yeah.
they don't tell you that, but they do. Mm-hmm. They're in charge. Mm-hmm. Once you don't own a cat. The cat just owns you.
Yeah. But they can still be great friends.
Yeah, they can be wonderful. I've had some wonderful cats over the years. So this is all coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic on Sharon Avenue, 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Everyone is invited. And Dr. Mike Cole, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Hope it goes wonderfully, and send my best wishes to the folks at KSNAG and thank them for the wonderful work they do.
I will.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.